Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area. Or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church with a shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have young adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you'll come and worship with us. On today's program, we have Horace and Gloria singing Hallelujah Meeting, and then Robbie singing Praise You in This Storm, and then part one of Pastor Duck's message, entitled In the Eye of the Storm, from 1 Samuel chapter 30, verses 1 through 8.
Down and wiped our tears away, stepped in and saved the day. But once again, I say amen, and it's still raining. as the thunder rolls. I barely hear a whisper through the rain. I'm with you. As your mercy falls, I raise my hand, praise the God who gives, takes away. And I'll praise you in this storm, and I will lift my hands. You are who you are, no matter where I am. And every tear I cry, you hold in your hand. Never left my side, and though my heart is cold, I will praise you in this storm. Remember when I stumbled in the wind, you heard my cry and you raised me up again. My strength is almost gone. How can I carry on if I can't find you? As the thunder rolls, I barely hear a whisper through the rain. I'm with you. As your mercy falls, raise my hand, praise the God who gives, takes away. And I'll praise you in this storm, and I will lift my hand. You are who you are, no matter where I am. And every you hold in your hand, never left my side, and though my heart is cold, I will praise you in this storm. I lift my eyes unto the hills, where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the Maker, heaven and earth. I lift my eyes unto the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the Maker of heaven and earth. And I'll praise you in this storm.
Sung that song pertaining to you'll praise him in the storm. My heart and attention was drawn to a simple title that we actually, our choir and our praise team is working on. It's a song that's really powerful. It's called In the Eye of the Storm. And I couldn't help but think about that title and taken from 1 Samuel chapter 30. I want to share some things with you this morning that won't be too time consuming for you, but I want to share the Word of God because this all boils down to this most important part, the proclamation of God's Word, and then the opportunity that we have to make decisions today that will affect our life and affect our eternity. And I want to encourage you today to listen to the Word and let the Word today change and develop your life. I want to begin by saying this morning this simple phrase. The storms of life sometimes leave wounds. And I could probably go around the room this morning and ask some of you, what type of wounds have you gotten through time and through your life that the storms of life has brought to you that's left wounds in your life that you still have not gotten somewhat past. But also understand that these storms that you face in life, you can also bring your wounds to Jesus, and He can give you the help and the healing that you need in the trials that you're going through. Additionally to that, you can bear your scars for Him today. You can use those places and times in your life. As Robbie sung, I will praise you in the storm. The storms that you're in, God gives you a testimony that you can glorify and praise Him for the mighty works that He performs in your life and the things that He does. And we do serve a mighty God, don't we? We serve a God that can bring us through. I could stand up here and just declare to you my testimony, my life, and my wife and I have what we've been through in life and how that God has been such a mighty, great, and good God to us and brought us through those storms of life, storms that left some scars, storms that lost some, that brought about some loss. But understanding this, those things also, we see that God brings glory to Himself out of those things because we trust Him through the storms that we face, and He is our deliverer, He is our helper, He is the stiller of our storm today. And so how do you handle the storms in your life today? How do you handle those places that you face and that you go through today? Storms of life, they can cause a broken heart. You may be sitting in this sanctuary this morning and your heart is broken. You may be facing some things in your life that you just don't have the answers and the solutions for, and you just don't know what to do. Have you ever gotten to those places that you just felt so overwhelmed by what you were facing and the storms that you were in that you just didn't know where to turn or what to do? It just drained you of your strength and left you basically rendered to the point that you felt like you couldn't go on. Let me tell you what, God wants you to go on. God does not raise you up to make you a quitter. God raises you up today to make you a champion in Christ today. And let me tell you this today. Just because you're a born-again Christian today, and whether you're not a born-again Christian, either way, the Bible says it rains on the just and the unjust. It rains on the saved and it rains on the lost. This is the world that we're living in because going back to the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve sinned, and of course, we too have sinned and come short of God's glory. And because of the travail of sin and because of the difficulty that sin brings, we have to face these storms in our life. But isn't it amazing that God can bring sunshine and encouragement and deliverance and a blessing and bring something good out of whatever you're facing that you think is bad? When you think you're at your very end and there's no hope, all you've got to do is look up and look to the God of all hope today, because He'll never leave you nor will He forsake you. Oh, what a friend we have in Jesus, as the songwriter wrote. He today is always there for us, and we have that promise. So with the conditions that we're facing, even as a nation today, it would appear that we have basically checked into Heartbreak Hotel. We're in a bad condition as a nation. And I don't know if you've been listening, but we've been getting false reports on the condition of our nation. We're being told that everything economically and morally and everything else is solid and sound, but folks, it's not. We're in probably one of the most deplorable conditions as a nation, as a people, that we've ever been in the history of this nation. But I'm glad that we still have a God who's on the throne and who is still a deliverer and who is our still help today. And as bad as, and really, we've gotten what we've chosen, to be frank with you. We've chosen to keep God out of our schools and out of our courthouses and out of everything that seemingly stood for things that were wholesome and good and righteous. We've told God, we don't need you anymore. As a matter of fact, if we need you, we'll call you. Well, let me tell you what, I found I need Him every day. And I'm glad that I can call unto Him and He will answer me. I'm glad He is that God who's always there. And friend, today, we've chosen today to disregard, to ignore, to neglect God. But thank God that God has not gone anywhere.
Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.